Hello everyone. What's up, bowlers? We've had a great tournament in the Copa America and the Euros. So we shall be discussing about our opinions on that tonight. And in the panel, we've got Jehan, we've got Nihar and Shubham and myself, Lokesh. Hello, boys. How are you all doing?
It's fine, man. Football has come to an end for now.
Well, I think that's been a
Finally,
great response.
much needed break. Detox.
Yeah, right. I think every other day we had a Euros, though it was every day. Copa was like, every other day. Lots and lots of football for us this past year. And very soon the next season would start as well with the domestic leagues. But anyways, before we get to domestic leagues, let's start with Nihar. What did you make of the Euro finals? Argentina winning one, Messi finally getting an international trophy.
Okay, so it's Copa America. So yeah, it's been 28 years of hurt and heartbreak for the Argentinian fans, especially for Messi. Guy lost four finals. I mean, that's heartbreaking for anyone, if you include World Cup final. So yeah,
So
coming to
much
the
that he
match, yeah.
retired and came back as well.
Yeah, see, that's what makes it sweet for him. Imagine he didn't win anything. I mean, eventually when age catches him up. Thankfully, he won and he's instrumental throughout the campaign for them. He played the finals with an injury. I mean, that speaks something. I mean, people criticize he don't play for Argentina. He don't have the same emotion for Argentina, like the way he
Correct.
shows plays for Barcelona. And this should prove everyone wrong, I guess. Okay, so talking about the game, so the Argentina Brazil were actually attacking from up front, and Argentina actually struggled, to build from back because the press from Brazilians was actually good. But the point
Okay.
is, I think the Tite got it wrong, like. No, the Brazilians' midfield is comparatively weak, I guess, at least in the final. I mean, they really didn't keep much more in numbers. And the
Oh,
problem
they
with
had
them
Fred
is,
and
like,
Casemiro, right? It was a very strong pivot.
But still, no. Yeah, I'll come into that later. Yeah, so point
Okay.
is, the Argentina, they had a double pivot. Like, Lo Celso and De Paul were actually controlling the game, though, Argentina was not exactly in advanced positions almost. I mean, majority of the game, they were not there exactly there. But yeah, they didn't really give Brazilians any sniff of to get any chance of threatening them, especially after the Di Maria's goal. And I
Okay.
think the Brazilians got it wrong because of the wing back advancing so forward. And actually, Argentina tried the same play in the initial minutes where it didn't work. But thankfully, Di Maria got that chance and he converted it with a chip. Yeah, so after
Yeah.
the game was won. All I mean, when they had the lead, Argentina really didn't bother to, advance high. The common mistake they do every time and concede. They were actually happy to sit back and, have that lead. And I think Brazilians had actually, when second half the substitutions were made, and they were actually attacking a lot, leaving the midfield so vacant and empty. Argentina should have made some chance, should have taken some chances there, with actually Casemiro literally playing around solo there. Legit, he was just wandering over there in the entire pitch of midfield. But yeah, Argentina held on to that lead, and I think one offside goal was ruled out. I mean, it's a really offside thing, though. Yeah, so I
Okay.
think, it's a dirty game, frankly speaking. I mean, every 10, 15 seconds, if players are falling, fouls are being made. I mean, that's a tactic, I guess. They never really get the Brazilians the momentum. Players like Neymar, how they perform when they get
Correct.
the momentum in their side. Argentina stayed true to the basics. I think they played a bit like Mourinho style, hate to say it. The ugly football which gives a result at the end. Yeah, so I think they won it.
Mourinho can't be out of the news, right? Whether he speaks or
Yeah.
whether he does not. Yeah,
Guy's a legend. Can't keep him out of the game. Yeah, so that's my thing
come
about Argentina and Brazil. It's really a narrow tie. I mean, there is nothing much separating except that the Di Maria's goal over there. Messi had a pretty average game. I mean, it's considerable because he's actually
on.
having
Di
an injury.
Maria?
Di Maria scored that
Okay,
solo goal. I mean, the goal.
let's move on a little. Let's get Shubham's insights on this. What do you make of Di Maria and the Argentina team in the
I mean,
finals?
I was actually initially I was comparing Di Maria with Eder, how they won each of the goats a trophy, but
Okay.
Di Maria is much, much, much better than Eder because of his heroics everywhere. We all know. And he proved it in the finals. So, I mean, legend of the game, everyone won. But
The main thing was how each and every player reacted after the final whistle. I mean, everyone ran towards Messi. Like, they were playing for them. So that was the motivation, right? I mean, these are the things which motivates you in the final. Like, tactics and everything are fine, but how motivated you guys are also matters. And it was shown by the end of the whistle how motivated all of them were and how good it was till the end. So, I mean, Argentina deserved it. I mean, in these tournaments, you don't get undeserved winner unless it is England. But they totally deserved it. And yeah, so finally, Messi winning a trophy really felt good for him.
Nice. Now, moving on, let's hear from Jehan Vasu. You know, what did you make of the entire match, the post-match, Messi winning it for the first time?
I mean, as Argentina players had once said in an interview, like, they would even go for a war to make Messi win an international trophy. And they did just that, because I didn't follow the tournament much, but the reactions and the videos and all I saw, the stories I saw and those emotions just said it all. Like, each player, like, not even like, not only Messi fans, but even the opposition fans, like Ronaldo fans, or say non-Messi fans, were like really, really, really happy for him. And those emotions of him like celebrating on the field were just priceless, I guess. That is the hunger they were waiting for, I guess, since so many years. And they were desperate after so many heartbreaks. And especially after that 2016, the Copa final against Chile, and the way he cried, this was the opposite way. Like, they just deserved it. I guess it is just a beautiful, beautiful way to give Messi what he wanted.
And I want
to tell you, of course, yeah.
Yeah, Jihan, continue.
And it's a perfect way to tribute the God, like the hand of God, Diego Maradona, I guess. He would be loved. He would be really, really happy to see from the top, like, for what Messi has achieved.
Yeah, no, right. Prior to the final, actually, I think Brazilian fans got into the head of Neymar. Neymar lost his cool on Instagram story and telling that being a Brazilian, he should support Brazil, not Argentina, any other country. He didn't point out towards Messi or someone. Okay. I mean, so many wants him to win, man. I mean, it's been so long. He has been, like, you know, so much depressed. I mean, you see how many finals he lost. It's a good sign to see him, like, you know, winning it. But yeah, overall a collective effort, especially Emi Martinez. I want to talk about that guy. I mean, what a guy. I mean, Arsenal kept him for 10 years and they let him go. And when people said going to Aston Villa is an upgrade in his career, people laughed. But imagine now, Arsenal can't even stay stable with Leno. What a guy, man. I mean, he was really... I think he should be given credit.
Fun fact is, Arsenal is 1-0 down right now in a friendly game, in fact.
Arsenal being Arsenal, can't help it. Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's my take.
All right, yeah. So, we heard from...
Lokesh, what do you think, Lokesh? I mean, yeah. What do you think regarding this entire Copa America at the end? Argentina winning it?
Well, yeah, it was a good tournament. I did like, you know, all the matches wherein, you know, it was nicely fought. It was well-spirited. And yes, this time, actually, Argentina seemed more like a threat, you know, compared to the previous seasons or the tournaments. They do fare well. They do finish, I think they finished second twice in the last 3-4 major tournaments. I think World Cup also, they finished runners-up. But then this time they actually seem like, you know, a team that was playing to win. And as you mentioned, the coach got it right. He got them playing well. That was Scaloni, right? Who,
you know, to make things interesting, this is his first managerial experience ever. He never managed any club before.
So, correct. He did, you know, stamp his authority on the team. He had them playing a little pragmatic style, you could say. But again, it was it revolved around Lionel Messi, and he did deliver again. He had a wonderful tournament. I think he got them through to the finals, and I think even Di Maria had a good tournament. I feel he has been in good form. He created and ran a lot for them. Created a lot of chances, and again,
everyone to be contributed to it except Nicolas Otamendi. Everyone, not that guy. Please, not that guy.
Yeah.
Horror display.
Yeah, it's okay, but you know, it's never good to pinpoint one person, that too from after winning the tournament, right? So
yeah, true that. Winners a team, losers a team. Simple as that. Yeah, sure.
True. But then Brazil, I was a little disappointed. I thought, they didn't have that fluidity in their game. And I think more than that, it was in the stars that, Argentina would win this time. Finally, I think this was the last tournament. I think Messi can, feature in next year's World Cup as well. But I think Euros would be the last one. And, it was great that he won it. It reminded me more of the World Cup that Tendulkar won in cricket, his final one. I think it's just written in the stars sometimes for these kind of matches. And it was there, and Messi got it today, this time. So yeah, congratulations to them. I think Neymar and Brazil will get another shot. Probably so Neymar just before should. Neymar never is won
it. Neymar has nails. If Copa America is held every year, then obviously Neymar has many years in him. Like, obviously, I see 2 or 3 Copa Americas.
Yeah, true.
But no. The problem with Jihan is that if he stays injured whenever they win. Last time when they won, he was injured.
Yes.
That's the problem.
But the fun fact, the best part is he gets injured in February and Copa is not in Feb. So good part is that.
Unfortunately.
Thankfully.
Copa.
He got to thank his sister and mother for that.
That's unfortunate for PSG, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Don't have to get raunchy here. Let's get back. Okay. Anything else you guys want to add about the match or anyone else?
Not as controversial, the team of the years as Euros. Everything is pretty simple. MVP is Messi, most goals, assists, whatever it is. Best player. Neymar is a close second for sure. Not far away.
Correct.
I think everything is simple, man. I mean, the team of the years are not controversial at all. All the Brazilians and Argentinians featured. Even the good players from the other knockout teams also featured. Pretty simple tournament, I feel, except for the fact that it is held in Brazil at short notice. And actually, Brazilian coach was having a problem with the pitches played on, though the tournament is held in Brazil. So, it's a bit irony though.
Yeah, right. I think the losing team can come up with any kind of reason. We've heard bizarre reasons given from, Klopp to...
Mourinho,
say,
never forget.
Mourinho or anyone. So that's okay. I think reasons will not be remembered. What we will remember is that Argentina won Copa 2020 or 2021.